In the book of Revelation, it starts off, I, John, had a vision of an open door to heaven. And I think this feast day, we see what that open door is, or rather, who that open door is. And that is simply the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is our door to heaven. Today we celebrate the presentation of Our Lady in the temple. And I always wondered, you know, what it would be like. You know, we have, the story of the presentation of the Lord in the temple with the prophecy of Simeon, you know, and that a sword will pierce her heart, he says to Our Lady at the presentation of our Lord. I wonder what the high priest said, you know, to Our Lady. And we can only speculate, but I think that it was perhaps a message of hope, that it was a message of joy, because the high priest would have known from Scripture all the different prophecies of the Blessed Virgin Mary, you know, and the one who was going to bring forth the Messiah, the one to save them, and specifically the prophecy in Genesis, where that, you know, our Lord, that the Lord prophesies that someone's going to come and crush the head of the serpent, that he will strike at your heel and she will crush your head. And it's this, perhaps, that is what was revealed to Our Lady by the high priest. But also, we recall when Our Lady was presented, you know, around that time, there was a whole period of time where there was really no particular prophet. You know, there was really kind of, in a sense, kind of silence from heaven, if you will. After the, and then, you know, from Malachi to St. John the Baptist. And then all of a sudden, Our Lady appears on the scene, you know, to give hope, to say, Lord, the Lord keeps his promises. The Lord's going to restore his temple, you know, then in a glorious way that we can never possibly imagine, the temple of his body. It was during that particular time that the temple was being rebuilt. You know, the temple was destroyed, and then it was rebuilt, but then it was ransacked by Antiochus Epiphanes, one of the evil kings. And, you know, he got rid of all the sacred vessels and the lampstands and everything, erected an abomination of desolation on the altar. And then Judas Maccabeus, you know, led his revolt and restored the temple. But it was never quite at its glory that it was with Solomon's temple. Something was missing. And today, what was missing has entered into the temple. The one who is going to bring forth Almighty God, his true presence. So today we truly give glory, because it's because of Our Lady that we have our Lord. And because of her, yes, we have our Lord. You know, there's a tradition that says on this day that Our Lady was, when she was presented into the temple, that she dedicated her life, you know, just at, you know, a little young age. And, you know, lived in the temple and, you know, served the priests and you know, prayed, you know, all, you know, throughout the day and everything. There's one commentator I ran into from the 70s. I don't think anything's ever come good out of the 70s from the church. But he said that, you know, this is kind of, he called it, you know, pious lies. Or even it's degrading Our Lady. You know, because she's, he says that he's not like us. So that she's not like us. You know, she wouldn't be able to relate to us. And I think in that we fall into a trap, Because so many times we want, you know, the saints to be like us, right? Rather, what really should be happening is we should be like them. And Our Lady points the way in her dedication, you know, to giving herself just at a little young age, you know, giving her life to Almighty God, you know, saying yes. You know, here she was, you know, full of grace. And it's that grace that prompted her to make a response of faith. And she said yes. So truly, it's through Our Lady that we see heaven, that we see the glories of heaven, that the heaven's doors is open because of her yes. We see that she is full of grace through her Immaculate Conception. And she responded to that grace, as we hear in the gospel, you know, like the person who's given the 10 gold coins. And she uses that grace for the glory of Almighty God and multiplies it exponentially. Here at Holy Mass, you know, we receive our Lord Himself, you know, grace Himself. What's our response to our Lord? You know, is our response like Our Lady and saying yes to Him? What is our response to the grace that we receive? Are we going out and proclaiming the good news and the kingdom and you know, all God's many promises, that yes, He keeps His promises. You know, He's with us. God is with us. You know, and proclaim the joy that Our Lady certainly must have done. So may we heed her example. May we ask for her intercession and her help and truly live in our faith in this world in which we live. May we respond to the grace that we receive, you know, especially at Holy Mass, and so as to point the way to heaven like Our Lady did, being the light in the temple.